The Healthy Family. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello everyone and welcome to your program, The Healthy Family, coming to you every week on the physical and mental health of households. In this program, we discuss the role of father in a family. We hope you enjoy the program. Both mother and father are the backbones of a family and play significant roles. While mothers usually take the emotional burden of the family, fathers are responsible for managing the family's affairs. Children usually look at their father as a powerful element to whom they can pin their hopes and demands. As a father is usually the person who is out in the society to make money, he's the one who can help his children to develop and promote their skills. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the great responsibility of fathers, has said, "A father is responsible for bringing trust to the family, taking care of children, making ground for their independence and freedom, and keeping them away from dangers." Traditionally, in almost all societies, a father is responsible for making money and supplying the family. Islam has emphasized on making a halal sustenance for family. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on making a halal income has said, "It's on father to bring home halal and pure income." Based on the role of fathers, resorting to harsh methods for training their children is seriously criticized by psychologists. While a father is the powerful element in the family, he should use this power for restoring peace at home and should try to guide family members in the best way. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said in this regard, "A father who behaves toughly with his children cannot expect having kind-hearted children." Experts also say that children who have a good relationship with their father have proved to be more successful in their life. The role of fathers has sometimes separated them from their wife and children. Experts have for so many times emphasized on the consistent relationship between a father and his family members. Researchers show that boys start imitating their fathers since the age of 3. So fathers have to seize the opportunity to appear in their best way in walking, talking, dressing, or other ways of aspects of their conduct. Also, the most important point that we emphasize here is that a strong bond between a son and father makes a boy feel having a strong backup. The relationship between a daughter and father is also important. A father who shows his love to his daughter is also training a caring mother and loving wife. Prophet Muhammad in this regard says, "In giving gifts to your children, your daughters are prior to your sons." And the last but not the least point that are emphasized for so many times in Islamic teachings is the importance of respecting parents. In Holy Quran, appreciation and treatment of parents is described beautifully in Surah Isra, in which God Almighty says, "Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and that you be kind to your parents. Whether one or both of them attain old age in thy life, say not to them a word of contempt, nor repel them, but address them in terms of honor. And out of kindness, lower to them the wing of humility and say, My Lord, bestow on them thy mercy, even as they cherished me in childhood."